was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the old little driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted, and they called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. I drew in my head and was turning around. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler who opened his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. He lay his finger aside of his nose, giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and all a good night." Whether you know this story as The Night Before Christmas or A Visit from St. Nicholas, it has probably been a staple for you and your family to kick off your Christmas and holiday celebrations. But, despite if you have read it every year or heard the narrations in movies and our favorite shows during the holidays, I'd bet that you had no idea that in the story, that is technically a poem, describes Santa and his reindeer completely opposite of what we know them to be as today. In 1822, Clement Clark Moore, a well-to-do New Yorker, wrote the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, for a local newspaper in Troy, New York. It spread to a couple of other small news publications, but it didn't have such a massive impact in its first publishing stint. In fact, Moore did not even put his name on it until it caught more national notoriety in the mid-1830s. It must be known that in the 1810s to the 1820s, the beginning of what we know as the modern Christmas celebration was just becoming a tradition. Santa was not his jolly self, nor was the tree a staple in every American home. Moore's creation of this poem was one of the few major catalysts for change in the new created tradition of Christmas. However, it must be noted that there are arguments stating that Moore was not the originator of the idea of the jolly fellow coming and bringing gifts to a home. In the study of Christmas traditions, as you will learn while listening to this series, there are so many complexities and twists and turns. So let's dive into this one about the night before Christmas. In Stephen Nissenbaum's book on the history of Christmas, titled The Battle for Christmas, he allows readers to compare Moore's poem to another that seems to have definitely inspired Moore. The poem Nissenbaum attests that Moore used as a source for his imagined figure of St. Nick with a reindeer is called A Children's Friend. Nissenbaum writes, quote, "Published in 1821, only a year before Moore wrote A Visit from St. Nicholas, this poem appeared as a little illustrated book called The Children's Friend. Here, for the first time, we even find St. Nicholas appearing not on December 6th, which is St. Nicholas Day, but on Christmas Eve. And we also find him traveling on a sleigh that is pulled by a reindeer, however, a single reindeer. End quote. As you can see, despite Moore getting a lot of the credit for creating Santa with his reindeer and a gift giver in the night, someone had beat him to it. The beginning of The Children's Friend actually starts, quote, "Old Santa Claus, with much delight, his reindeer drives this frosty night. Over chimney tops and tracks of snow, he brings his yearly gifts to you." End quote. Of course, Moore gave the reindeer names and a bit more of an illustrious story, but Moore would never say that he used the poem, A Christmas Friend, as a source. If you're interested in doing a comparison of your own, I encourage you to Google A Christmas Friend by Arthur J. Stansberry and read it compared to The Night Before Christmas. To conclude, I wanted to point out something in The Night Before Christmas you may not have noticed before. Again, at the time Moore wrote this poem, the Santa Claus, who is big, tall, and plump, does not exist yet. His creation was still being developed, and this poem helped create his story, but his image, not so much. Lines in the poem that we have overlooked actually show that Moore describes Santa as more of a little elf rather than the fat, jolly grandpa type that we think of today. Lines like, quote, "When what to my wondering eyes did appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer," end quote. Or, quote, "He had a broad face and a little round belly," end quote. Or even, quote, "And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof," end quote. All of these use adjectives describing something really, really small. Miniature, tiny, and little all point to him being very itty-bitty. It is a little detail, but it can change your entire perspective of the poem once you notice. Thank you for listening to this short story about one of the world's favorite short stories. To learn more, please read Steven Nissenbaum's The Battle for Christmas, which was my source for information for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and learned a lot about the origins of The Night Before Christmas. Thank you again.